It's happening in Toronto next month. 41 countries, 51 sports, 7,500 athletes. The sacrifice, the endurance, the passion, the skill. It's the Toronto 2015 Pan Am Games. If you like that sort of thing. But if you want to make no sacrifices, if you no longer have the endurance or skills you once had, but still possess a passion to tell tall tales and see old chums again, then on July 15th, you will be at the Great 1050 Chum Reunion 1967 to 1977.
It's 10:05 at Chum, and if you drive a car, you should have a Chum car sign. You can get yours at any participating McDonald's restaurant. 1958, Clyde McFatter had a hit at Chum with a lover's question.
Chum presents a tribute to a year.
A radio documentary of monumental importance. The saga of tragedy and of triumph in words and music. The way it was and all the reasons why.
Live at the O'Keefe Center for One Week Only. Bring your ribs and chicken. December 2nd and the 7th. We're glad to lose okay.
The station of the year. Chum. The event of the year. Your personal meeting with Mick Jagger.
Hey, Michael Wilson. 1050 Chum.
Yeah, I just had a call, Michael, from an authentic Canadian cowboy.
Who's that, Rodney?
Well, I didn't catch his name, but he is the foreman on a big cattle ranch down near Orangeville.
Oh, which ranch?
It's a place called the ABC Lazy Q Double Diamond Circle Bar X Triangle P Double Hot Ranch.
How many cattle they got?
They only got three, Michael.
How come only three?
He says not many of them survived the blizzard.
It's plus 5 Celsius, 41 Fahrenheit at Chum. The Major is next. It's got the best music, you know it. This is Daryl B. Thanks to my friends. Don't try to hide your Jekyll no more. For the last time, stay out of trees.
The next time you answer a telephone, don't say hello. Say, I listen to Chum.
Don't say hello. Say.
I'm going to the Great 1050 Chum Reunion.
Oh, I can't believe it. I feel like crying. I'm so happy.
Those wonderful people you had lunch with at seniors who brought you the Chum Star.
This love and dead, you see, it's about this dude who's watching the silhouettes of two people embracing and standing outside thinking that it's his girlfriend, you see. So in about 2.5 minutes, his mind goes through about every kind of change there is. And then finally, he totally loses his cool altogether, almost beats down the door to get in, only to find out that he's not only got the wrong silhouette, but the wrong girl. The wrong house. But it's not even on the right street either. I think it must have been written about him. Here's the Rays silhouette.
Through all the little things, little that you do. 1050 Chum.
It's 16 minutes before 9 o'clock.
How about that joke I was going to tell? I don't know. I'm afraid of television.
I'm afraid. No. I'll catch the two highway model I'll tell it. Okay. I went to a very formal wedding ceremony about a week ago, folks. Very formal. The shotgun was painted white. Okay, right now on the phone, I'm talking to Maxine Muldaver of 83 Paper Birch Drive in Don Mills. Hello, Maxine.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
Listen, I'm going to tell a joke, and I'll say something, and then you say, which part is bull, okay?
Part is bull?
Yeah, right. Which part is bull?
Okay.
Hey, I just paid $150 for a dog. It's part German Shepherd and part bull.
Which part is bull?
The part about the $150.
July 15th, 2015. If you already have plans for that day, you definitely want to change them.
Why?
On July 15th, there'll be a very special reunion of former staffers from the class of 1967 to 77 in Toronto,
where it all began.
The hot ones for 1969 are awaiting you in the Chum 7 Car Sweepstakes.
Remember when Helen Byan of Toronto, John Michael Gerald Norton of Willowdale, of Helen Byan of Michael Norton, John Willowdale of Whitby, picked up the telephone and said,
I listen to Chum.
Bells down at Papa Joe's, 9/11,
at
Chum,
it's
number 46 August.
The Chum Jocks want to put you in the driver's seat of our brand new 1974 Chevrolet Monte Carlo.
Boy, that's a lot of bread. $5,000, and the car will be original. This will take a call on $5,000 in Chum cash if you can solve a musical mystery by naming the celebrity suspect.
And now, from Toronto, more music with J. Michael Wilson.
Chum presents another Toronto radio first.
Members of the Bay City Rollers are now coming down the steps of the British Airways plane.
Tomorrow night, of course, the Bay City Rollers at Maple Leaf Gardens. We've already got some people camped outside Chum here waiting to meet them when they come down here tomorrow afternoon.
And the hits just keep on coming.
1050 Chum, Toronto.
Hi, Ferdinand. Jack McCoy.
And I'm wearing my little Chum star sign. I'm all excited about being here in Toronto.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the evolution of rock. The music that made the world turn round. In Toronto, it's 12 o'clock. This is Rhonda, Chum Contemporary News.
Red-faced women with tears streaming down their faces walking through the front gates. They are sobbing. They have been inside to see Elvis Presley.
A world record is being set right now at the Canadian National Exhibition, and Chum's Mike Cooper will very shortly, by 60 seconds, have the record for time spent on a Ferris wheel. It's absolutely incredible. There are thousands and thousands of people here today, oceans of them. I love you all. Thanks for showing up.
So we're asking you to hold July 15th open. Exciting details will soon be in your inbox that'll explain absolutely everything.
At 8:11, here's how things look at XY this morning.
Your music, 1050 Chum.
Stephen Stills, the top of the Chum 30, called Love the One You're With. This one has the hit line so on fire on the Johnny Mitchell Show, he's letting his cigarettes off of it. So help me God.
Is that you RSVP ASAP to let your chums on the reunion organizing committee. The Rock of Toronto, if you'll be attending. Lots of fun, lots of memories.
A splendid time is guaranteed for all.
I got my clubs here with me, with the Beach Boys, and it's a pleasure to see you, man. You're looking so good, I can't believe it.
Well, you know, I was right.
That
listen to Wolfman and Dash around here.
turns off at the stage at night. You know, keep healthy that way.
Did you ever get anybody say, hey, I don't want to hear none of that surfing, hmm?
Well, the American
surfing stuff.
In Graffiti, the movie that you starred in, Wolfman, they played, as you well know, they played a couple of Beach Boy tunes, and one of the funniest parts of the movie is when the surfing safari came on the radio, and they were driving down Main Street, and this guy said, I don't want to hear any of that surfing.
Yes, right. I remember, though, if you really wanted to get romantic with a chick, I remember all of the requests I used to get back then, you know.
Ooh, it's free.
And I tell you, I got more requests for the Beach Boys than anything else, you know, and it was a real phenomenon, just like it is now. And I remember I get a call from some cat from a phone booth or something, saying, I'm going to run back to my car now, and we'll get in the back seat, and we're going to start doing the back seat booking. I want to hear that record called Surfing Girl.
Good afternoon.
Sweet, hey, Big Phil, I heard you talking about those Fashion Council Star swimming suits a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be seeing a lot of my new creation at the pools around Toronto Town, you know.
What do you mean your new creation, Rodney?
You mean you haven't heard about my new headache bikini? It's the rage this summer, my headache bikini.
Well, tell us about it, won't you?
Yeah, it's made from the cotton out of the tops of three aspirin bottles.
Uh-huh.
1050 Chum, C-H-U-M, Toronto.
It's 4:30 on Chum with Shane.